Hey everyone, Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to take a moment before today's episode to share some exciting announcements. I love to share all my exciting announcements and fun things that are going on in my life. So, a couple of more narrated audiobooks have hit the shelves. You can check those out. If you go to my website, terrywelbrock.com, you can find different tabs on my website. So, there's speaking tab. So if I've spoken on summits or podcasts, and you can go listen to those if you want to know my insights on the world and life. And then there's a books tab. And so that will list my audiobooks and that I've narrated. And there's now seven that are completed, two more in the works. And so if you know of anyone who's written a book, or if you yourself has and looking for a narrator, please reach out to me. You can send me an email at info@terrywelbrock.com. Info@terrywelbrock.com. Some of the other tabs on my website include the podcast, the Healers of Hilton Head series. There's a tab for that. And the, as I'm liking to call it, the financial health tab. So let's talk about some products that I can help you with. I have all kinds of fun stuff. From living benefits to mortgage protection to life insurance to college savings accounts for your kiddos, retirement accounts, a debt-free life program. Wow, I'm learning about that and it's one of my favorites. Absolutely amazing. So if you have credit cards, student loans, mortgage, all that fun stuff, we have an amazing, amazing, amazing product to talk about. So Scott's going to be joining me mid-episode to talk a little bit about that. Scott Summers. Here on Hilton Head Island. And so, yeah, you can learn a little bit more about each of those things. All right, now for today's very informational and educational interview. Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Place podcast. I'm your host, Terry Welbrock, and very excited to have with me today Rick Olderman. And he is a sports and orthopedic physical therapist with more than 25 years' experience specializing in helping people with chronic pain experience a pain-free life. Rick has created the Fixing You method to help people with chronic pain or injuries. So welcome, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Harry. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I just told you before hitting record, I'm super excited. We haven't had a lot of folks on to talk about the pain part of, gosh, you know, we talk about trauma history so much and the impacts of trauma. But it really does. I know from studying ACEs science, which is adverse childhood experiences, how those of us with ACE scores of four or more, we store it in our bodies, and then we come into adulthood if we haven't processed it as children. Come into adulthood, and suddenly we're having all of this heightened chance of disease and pain, and all of these things come to the surface because of the stored trauma.
Absolutely. And in terms of my experience, I believe that the stored trauma is occurring in certain patterns in the body. And so this is what I've been kind of uncovering over the last 20 years or so of my practice, is trying to understand how and why this is happening and, you know, the significance of those patterns. So, in fact, I'm currently writing another book that'll be due out in 2024 about this very thing, because I think it's the missing link to a lot of the information I have out there, is the reasoning behind why I'm asking people to do what they do to get better.
Yes. Well, I told you I watched your video on your website, and everyone, I'll put the links and show notes so you can go check it out yourself. And the question that you kept repeating was the why. And all I kept thinking was, oh, root cause, root cause, root cause.
Yeah, but the thing is, Terry, is that your root cause may be different than my root cause in terms of a practitioner. So, for instance, let's take, you know, a surgeon might think the root cause is a surgical issue, and a physical therapist would think it is a musculoskeletal issue. A chiropractor will believe it's a spinal alignment issue. A massage therapist will believe that it's a muscle tension issue. And so, it's not that any of them are wrong, but I find that it's not a complete picture. And so that's what I've been after, is understanding the complete picture.
Yeah. So your programs, it dives into really, it's individualized for each person to answer their own whys then.
Yeah, so like I said at the beginning, these patterns of dysfunction that are occurring because of trauma, it gets lodged in our body in usually one of three different patterns. And I heard you mention the startle reflex pattern on one of your shows a little while ago. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Landau reflex pattern and the withdrawal reflex patterns.
No.
Okay, so these are all ancient reflexes that we're born with that are in, housed in the deeper, older parts of our brain, like the brain stem or the subcortical areas and so forth. And so these, for instance, the startle reflex, or it's also called the Morrill reflex, occurs, and part of that is, a loud clapping noise will cause us to blink, and often the shoulders will shrug up, things like that. Our upper body will flex. It also engages the abdominal muscles too. So it's we're and, most of us are thinking about reflexes as like the knee reflex. You have someone who taps your hammer on your knee and your foot jumps up. Well, that's a, a one joint or two joint type of reflex, but a startle reflex is multiple joints and multiple muscles. The same with Landau reflex is another pattern that we're born with, and that we can tap into that a few months after we're born to help us lift our head. So our back arches, our neck muscles engage, this type of stuff. And this also becomes engaged when we are coming to this fully alert position, right? We arch our back, we get taller so we can see what's going on. And then the last reflex pattern is a withdrawal reflex pattern, where if we step on, say, a tack or something, we immediately lift our foot off of that tack, right? So that's a withdrawal reflex pattern. So that lifting our foot off isn't just flexing the hip, it's also flexing the waist muscles to lift that side of the pelvis to also lift the hip. But that also triggers something called a cross extensor reflex, because if we lift one foot, we better be sure that our other foot is going to be weight bearing. And so all of this happens neurologically in a reflex pattern in our body, where one leg is lifting, the other leg is standing firm to hold us up while we're withdrawing. So I can go deeply into all of this if you want, but basically these are the three patterns that I have found most emotional trauma is being housed in. Because even though we're born with these patterns and we eventually, grow out of them, they never actually leave our hard wiring in our body. And for instance, that Landau reflex, you walk in the woods at night and you hear a crack, and you're immediately alert. And that's, you're tapping into that ancient reflex pattern. Anytime you step on a pebble on the ground, even though this is more of a neonatal type of reflex, we still have all of that hardwiring in our body that's there ready to be tapped into. And so I found that emotional trauma is tapping into these larger reflex patterns in the body.
Wow, so fascinating. And I totally have to ask, and maybe this has nothing to do with it, but I noticed because I'm an observer, I'm a researcher, I love to like I'm my own best experiment. And so I pay attention to what's happening with me. And I had taken our dog and we were out taking a walk, and this was when we first moved to Hilton Head Island. And so I saw this amazing big blue heron bird. And it was sitting at the end of a pier. And I was like, oh my gosh, Sammy, let's go check it out. Be a good girl. Like, don't bark at it. And we started walking out, walking out, walking out. Well, I have a horrific fear of bridges and open spaces. Well, I was so mesmerized by this bird. And I walked out. And so then the bird flew off. And I turned around and I realized, oh, crap, I walked out way further than I would normally be comfortable. But my instant reaction, I covered my head and I ducked down and I just kind of went down into like this fetal position. It was so instantaneous of a like reflex. And I thought, oh, like I'm protecting myself. Like I felt that instant fear and it was like, oh, so is that what you're talking about? Like that kind of a reflex?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so, these reflexes are not, I mean, even though this involves multiple joints and muscles, there's fascia that's holding us together, right? It's the master connective tissue. And so fascia, up to 40% of fascia has sympathetic nervous system nerve endings in it. So the sympathetic nervous system is our fight or flight nervous system. So when we are engaged traumatically or emotionally, that activates the sympathetic nervous system to respond to that. Well, part of that response is an engagement of our fascial system as well. And guess what? There are fascial superhighways that run through the body that are almost identical to these three reflex patterns that we're born with as well. And that's not the only thing. Also, biomechanically, how we move, we develop habits of movement that also correspond to these three fascial patterns and three reflex patterns. And these three biomechanical movement patterns also are reinforce the fascial and reflex patterns that we have. So when we have trauma, we have three methods of that trauma being ingrained in our body. And this is how it's done in part.
Wow, fascinating. I'm just so mesmerized by it all. Hi everyone, Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to take a pause mid-episode to have a little conversation with Scott Summers here on Hilton Head Island, where I live. You know, I love to talk about healing resources, whether it's for emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, we've tapped upon it all, and financial health. So we are going to talk about some financial health products. Retirement savings. I know that's another wonderful option for those with symmetry financial group.
Yeah, I think one of the things I typically like to do is if I'm helping a family just with a basic life insurance policy or final expense or mortgage protection, I always let them know, hey, the insurance carriers we work with can also help you with preservation of your retirement assets. So the money that you've been saving up for all these years in your 401k, your TSP, however you're doing that, your IRA. You can actually move those and change your strategy from all of your accumulation phase. And when you start moving into that place where you're getting close to retirement and you don't want to have any risk at all, then you can actually work with the insurance carriers. You can move your income there, your money there for income later, but it's a total preservation tool. And so I always mention that on my insurance meetings. And it's funny because when the market starts getting really erratic and the market starts going up and down, those are about the times I usually get the calls, And, when we do help service clients with preservation tools like some of the fixed index annuities that we work with or something of that nature, we typically just hope that, they hadn't taken a really big hit on their 401k or whatever way that they're saving. But yeah, great tools. I've had clients for, almost a decade now. Some of them now are in that phase where they're getting that lifetime income that you can't outlive too, because that money that you've saved up, you can't count on that money when the market's going down and you're taking chunks out of that for income. Whatever the market does to it can affect that income. So these products that we're working with have lifetime income riders that you cannot outlive. So if you have longevity, for example, that could definitely be a concern. You don't want to have to change your lifestyle in retirement.
Right. Wonderful. Well, everyone, thanks for listening in to our little very informative, wonderful conversations with Scott Summers of the Summers Agency here on Hilton Head Island. And again, go to terrywelbrock.com. You can find out more information and click some tabs if there's anything specific you want to know about. And I will be in touch with you. And yeah, now back to the show. So now, then do you have exercises? Do people work with you in person? Is it stuff you do virtually? Is it, all of the above?
Yeah, so knowing that that trauma or any kind of pain that we're having is really especially spinal pain, because frankly, spinal pain is the thing that flummoxes most practitioners, right? Most people, the chronic, almost all chronic pain has to do with the spine in some way, either the cervical spine or the lumbar spine. And the reason is that I believe that we don't really understand what's going on here with the spine very well. And the reason that's happening is because in medicine, we're trained in what I call component thinking, where we are trained to break down the body into these little pieces understand those little pieces, but there's nothing that's putting all those pieces back together again into a system. And so we're all trained in component thinking at the expense of systems thinking. One of the reasons we can't be trained in systems thinking is because you can't run double-blind studies on systems, right? You can only describe a system. Well, that falls under the lowest, relevance in medical research. Okay, well, that's nice, but you haven't proven anything to me. Okay, then if it hasn't been proven, then it doesn't count. So this is why I believe that most medical practitioners are misunderstanding the spine, is because the spine, if we look at the spine, it has all these huge lever arms attaching to it, right? We've got the spine and the pelvis, and we've got the long legs and muscles that are going up to the pelvis and the spine, and from our arms and so forth. And so, well, we can't possibly generate research that incorporates everything that involves lifting the arm and how that acts on the lower spine. So this just gets glossed over in medicine. But I find this is the secret to solving chronic pain, is understanding the body from a system standpoint. So to answer your question, the way I work with people is, first we have to understand, which pattern of issues you're having, right? Is it one? It's one of these three, and it could be two of these three. So we just have to identify that pattern, and then with that pattern are associated tight or weak muscles that occur. And so, you solve those tight or weak muscles, but really a big driver of pain and these patterns is tension. And that tension is driven by often our fascial system that, when that's activated, it causes the body to still be locked in this pattern. So we can strengthen all we want, we can stretch all we want, we can move better all we want. But if we haven't addressed the tension aspects that's locking us in this pattern of issues in the first place, then often you'll just be doomed to come back to your practitioner again and again and again for the same problem.
Right. And I think that's one of the things you had addressed in your video was, have you just, you keep going back to the doctor and, or you keep going to see specialists or whatever, and they
Right.
just can't figure out what's going on because you're right. It's a systems issue, is what
Or
you're saying.
they help you temporarily, but you have to come back once a week, once a month, 4 times a year, whatever that is, for the to fix the same thing. And so if that's happening, then it's a temporary solution. It's not really fixing the real problem, though.
Right. When I got really sick over the last couple of years, one of the issues I was having was tinnitus or tinnitus. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Yeah.
And that's one of those issues that just hasn't, just like everything else is so much better. I'm so much better. And that's that one lingering issue. Is that one of those things that it's like it is like tension related or stress?
Yeah, well, I've had a few patients with tinnitus that I've treated. Some have gotten better, some have not. So usually when I see a problem is unilateral in nature, if it's happening on one side of the body, I generally believe that it is a musculoskeletal system-based problem. If you're having tinnitus in both ears, then it's more likely that this is a deeper, physiological, neurological problem
Yeah,
instead.
it's just one. So
Okay,
that's why I ask.
so my next question would be, and you pointed to your left ear,
Yeah.
correct? So
Yes.
do you have any older left shoulder, hip, knee, foot, or back issues?
Interesting. My left hip has been driving me crazy for about the same amount of time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I even said to myself the other day, I'm like, I wonder if it's all just related to like this left side of my body.
So I'll explain to you what could be the connection. All right. So now we're talking about that withdrawal reflex pattern. So you've got pain in your left hip. Your brain says, ow, I don't like that, but you still have to walk from A to B. So how am I going to get you to walk to A, from A to B without hurting? Well, I'm just going to hike up your pelvis a little bit to get off that leg so you're not weight bearing on it. Well, the muscles that attach from the pelvis, they attach into the rib cage. So they also pull the rib cage down and create what I call a side bending pattern. Okay. So the rib cage is important in this because this is where the shoulder blade rests. And now you set up the shoulder blade for shoulder blade dysfunction. There are muscles that attach from the shoulder blade into the cervical spine and the base of the skull. Well, these have significant impacts on the neck and the head, and cause migraine headaches, tension headaches, trigeminal neuralgia, And when the few tinnitus people that I've corrected, they've all been unilateral cases. Fixing the shoulder blade is how we corrected that. So this is the connection between the hip and potentially your ear or neck pain or so forth.
Right. I'm so fascinated by how it's all connected, and it
Yeah.
like the more I learn, the more I just say, oh, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a
Well,
gift
the
you
next
give
question would be,
people.
why are you having hip pain? So
Right.
that would then, right?
Right.
So we had to figure that out.
Yes, exactly. I keep saying,
Yeah.
oh, it's because I sleep on my left side. So I
Maybe.
don't. Yeah. Awesome. And now, so you have programs that people can work through, correct?
Yes. So my programs address two of the three patterns of issues because two of these, one involving that withdrawal pattern where the pelvis is lifting on one side and the rib cage is depressed on one side, you can imagine that that's creating unilateral pain issues on one side of your body. The second most common pattern is what I call an extension problem, which means that your back is either too arched or you have too many forces trying to pull it into an arch. So people who have this problem are those that when they lie down on their back on the floor, their back feels a lot better when their knees are bent versus when their legs are straight. So that's an easy way to determine if you have an extension problem. So my program, everyone who's been to a physical therapist knows a physical therapist gives stretching and strengthening exercises, but that's only a small part of the program. So we fix the tighter, weak muscles that are causing this, but we also have to fix the tension that's driving the pattern in the first place. And so I have Hannah Somatics lessons, audio lessons that address each of these patterns and others in the body that are occurring that lo are locking the body in pain, in these pain patterns. Once people release these tension patterns, suddenly the fixes start sticking, right? So you don't have to go back to the same thing again and again. And then the other thing is we have to address how you're moving and using your body that's causing these patterns to occur as well. So my programs address the tighter, weak muscles. It addresses the tension pattern that's locking you into this pattern. And then it's also addressing how you're moving that's also causing these tighter, weak muscles. So it's a comprehensive but simple kind of fix.
Right. Now, returning back to the fascia for just a minute. So, if somebody has stored trauma in their fascia, is this something they can still do, or do they need to address that issue first?
By all means, yes. And what I have found, Terry, is that it works both ways. If you release the musculoskeletal tension, that will help you release the emotional psychological tension, right? This is the whole thinking behind meditation, right? Is that you relax your body, you calm it down, and it calms your mind as well. It works both ways. So we're most people think that, oh, I have to like your question. We should address the emotional tension first, but that's not necessarily the case. I've had great success fixing the physical, which then helps them understand the emotional better. It's really
Yeah,
fascinating.
it is fascinating. And again,
Yeah.
it all comes back to that holistic approach, the mind, body, spirit approach. And when you start to give attention to one, it is always amazing to me, at least in my experience, how it then has such an impact on the other aspects, the other parts of me.
Yeah, so Terry, I've created what I call the three pillars theory of pain. And so I believe that, we all have this threshold above which we have pain. And I believe there are three primary issues that are feeding that threshold. There are three pillars of issues. One is musculoskeletal issues, tight or weak muscles, old injuries, things like that, fascia maybe, and these patterns. Another is emotional, psychological, or spiritual issues, right? That then engage our musculoskeletal system to create pain. And the third is things that we ingest, allergens, molds, dietary issues. If you go to any self-help section of any bookstore, you'll see that almost all self-help books are broken down into these three basic patterns. And these three basic patterns seem to create Or I'm sorry, these three basic pillars seem to create the same three basic patterns of dysfunction in our body that we've been talking about on your show so far. So And your issues may be 20% emotional and 80% musculoskeletal, or vice versa. It just depends on your personal history. But how all of that is manifesting in your body, it all seems to manifest in the same three types of patterns of problems, which makes solving at least the musculoskeletal aspect of it pretty simple.
Yeah, fascinating. And I'm so fascinated. One, well, that you're thank you for saying that everybody's story is different. Everybody's history is different. Genetics are different. What they've experienced, whether it be from trauma or physical injuries. But it is fascinating that it almost all then funnels down to these three ways of our physical body responding.
Yes, we have a reflexive hardwired neurological component, which we're born with, those three reflexes that we're born with. We have the fascial components that create these super highways of connective tissues running through our body that were identified by Thomas Myers. And then Dr. Shirley Sarman identified the three biomechanical movement patterns that very closely approximate both of these other two researchers' patterns that they discovered. None of the three researchers knew anything of the other. So they are all discovered independently. Dr. Shirley Sarman, who focuses on biomechanical and musculoskeletal issues, was doing her own research. Thomas Myers in fascial research was doing his own research. Thomas Hanna in neurological research was doing his own research. And they all three came up with the exact same three patterns.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. All right. So how do people connect with you? How do they work with you and find your programs?
The easiest way, Terry, is just go to rickolderman.com and you'll see a products tab there, and you can download any of my programs. I've made them very affordable. I've also written b many books, the Fixing You series. You can find that on Amazon. This year, I published Solving the Pain Puzzle, which describes my approach to how I discovered all of this and how I've this is case studies that I've had over the 25 years that kind of talk about how this manifests in the body and how I've used this to solve pain. And so that would be the easiest way.
Wonderful. Well, everybody that's listening that's on the Facebook page, I'll put links up for the book as well, or books, so you can find those easily. Just go pop on the Facebook page. So I certainly want to give you an opportunity to talk about anything that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet.
Well, that would take us many, many hours. So, what I want to emphasize to your listeners that, many people feel that they are broken because they have not gotten better. And really, this has nothing to do with your ability to be fixed. It has to do with the information you've received so far. It hasn't been the right information. And I believe it's because most practitioners don't understand how the body works as a system. And so this is what I believe you've been missing. It's what almost all of my chronic pain patients have been missing over my last 2 decades or 2.5 decades of work. So I would like to just leave the message that, simply you're not broken. You just haven't had the right information yet.
Yeah. And that's such a hope inspired, so much of the show and the work that I do is wanting people to walk away with hope. So that's just such a hope-filled message. Thank you for
Oh,
that.
sure.
But what's your website and how do folks find you?
Yeah, the best way to find me is just to go to rickolderman.com and you scroll down. I've got lots of free information on there. I've got my home programs that you can purchase if you like. So, lots of stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for being here. And yes, the wonderful work you do to help bring pain-free lifestyle to the folks you work with.
Well, I love what I do. It's fun for me, and I feel fortunate to be able to do it.
Awesome. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us today on the Healing Place podcast. And remember, until next time, be gentle with yourself. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, Terry Welbrock here. Just wanted to thank you again for being a part of this healing space and my hashtag Hope for Healing Journey. Thank you for sharing, liking, inviting others to join, listening in. You've really helped this show blossom. It has now been downloaded in 136 countries and is in the top 2% globally out of 3.2 million shows, which is just amazing. And it's all because of you and your tuning in and inviting others and sharing and liking and loving. And your reviews on Apple really help too. My goal is to hit 100 five-star reviews by the end of the year. And I am closing in on that. So if you are listening in on Apple or Apple Podcasts, please go and rate the show and leave a review if you absolutely love it. And I would be most appreciative. Also, if you would like to receive my monthly Hope for Healing newsletter, please be sure to go to terriwellbrock.com. It's T-E-R-I, just one R, W-E-L-L-B-R-O-C-K.com. And I have a gift to send you for signing up for that monthly Hope for Healing newsletter. Plus, there are many other resources listed on that page, including a resource library. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.